Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. My name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 253. And we're starting things off with news from the Terror Haunted House in New York City.
New York City!
New York City's largest haunted house returns in September, debuting an all-new immersive horror experience in their brand-new 40,000-square-foot Times Square location. Tickets are going on sale May 1st, and there are plenty more details to come. So keep up with their updates at terrorhauntedhouse.com. We have this news from Ghoulish Mortals, monster and horror retail store in St. Charles, Illinois. His teeth and claws have been sharpened, and he is ready to come out and greet this year's batch of willing victims. Here are the dates for our annual Peter Rottentail portraits: Friday, April 7th, Saturday, the 8th, and Easter Day, April 9th. Pets are absolutely welcome, and your 20-minute session allows for several poses with a very rabid rabbit, and then about 10 minutes to choose your favorite image to receive as a digital file, which we then get to you within 72 hours. You also have the option to purchase additional images or all of them. Then check out our newly hatched Easter horrors from our spooky horror artists and vendors in the store. Get more details at ghoulishmortals.com. We have this news from the Waldorf Estate of Fear in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. Join the staff at Waldorf Estate of Fear and select team members of Paranormal, the Palmerton Area Research Alliance, for a sleepover at the movie set of Hell House LLC. Third Eye Productions is proud to bring you this collaborative nightmare and dares you to enter the real haunted Hell House. Begin the nightmare with a check-in time between 5 and 6 p.m. There will be vendors on site as well as food trucks. Enjoy the campfire and meet the actors and actresses while settling into your sights. The screening of the movie Hell House LLC commences at 6 p.m. sharp, so bring your tables and chairs and your tents and camp out in front of the house as the movie airs on the big screen. During intermission, get an autograph, buy special Hell House and HSPP merchandise, experience a psychic reading, visit the food trucks, and get discount tickets for future Hell House and Third Eye Production events. Get more information at WaldorfEstateOfFear.com. We have this update from the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee. For the 20th anniversary of the Nashville Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, April 7th through the 9th at the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel, let's return to Camp Blood and welcome a few alumni from the Friday the 13th franchise: Kane Hodder, Lar Park Lincoln, Dick Wyand, and Steve Knapp to the show. For tickets, go to Full Moon Inc. That's Full Moon Inc. .net. We have an update from Days of the Dead: All Monsters Attack, coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Masaki Damon to the guest roster for All Monsters Attack Chicago, happening May 5th through the 7th, 2023 at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Masaki Damon is known for Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla, the original 1974 version, Lady Snowblood, and 2009 Lost Memories and Ultraman 80. This will mark Masaki Damon's first convention ever. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this toy news from NECA. We have an announcement regarding our new Elvira 6-inch scale action figure, Toonie Terrors Elvira on Couched Box Set. Bring the fun of Saturday morning cartoons to your horror collection with the adorable little creeps of Toonie Terrors, NECA's line of stylized horror icons. The extraordinary and iconic Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, reclines on her signature velvet couch and comes with her pet dog, Gunk. Comes in window box packaging. Check your favorite retailers for order information, and estimated shipping dates are in August. See pics and get more information at NECAOnline.com. That's NECAOnline.com. We have this news on a special Halfway to Halloween event in Ouachita, Michigan. Halfway to Halloween is a vendor, craft, and more show on Saturday, May 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is an indoor event. If you're in the market for costumes, props, decorations, haunt-related, horror-related, oddities-related, and one-of-a-kind custom pieces, this is the right place for you. There'll be food trucks, interactive attractions, and the parking is free. Location at the Ouachita Farm Council Building at 5055 Ann Arbor Saline Road in Ann Arbor, Michigan. More information at the Spencer Events Facebook page or spencerevents.wordpress.com. We have this news from the Savannah Halfway to Halloween Bar Crawl coming to Savannah, Georgia. Dust off your favorite costume or cosplay and come help us celebrate as we get halfway to our favorite day of the year, Halloween, on April 22nd. Why must Halloween be just one day a year? Good question. For us freaky, geeky, and creepy people, every day is Halloween. What can you expect? A costume contest. Amazing and exclusive Halloween-themed drinks. Photographers. It's an easy walk between all bar stops. Something new and fun to do to celebrate getting us halfway to our favorite day of the year, and so much more. Details are still forthcoming, so keep up with updates at facebook.com/markstercon.savannah. Staying in Savannah, we have this update from the Southeast Hollows Haunt Convention coming to Savannah, Georgia. Meet Santiago Cirillo at the Southeast Hollows Haunt Convention May 5th through the 7th at the Savannah Convention Center. Santiago is known for his roles in The Walking Dead, Rosalie, and many other films and TV spots. Get more information and tickets at sehhc.com. We have news on the film Cocaine Bear. This comes to us via iHorror.com. Cocaine Bear spread euphoria and gore through many a theater over its time in theaters. While it's playing in theaters still, Cocaine Bear is now streaming on several platforms. Cocaine Bear tells an insane, true story and plays with a few liberties here and there. Mainly it plays with the fact that this bear went on a wild rampage of eating everyone it ran into. It turns out all the poor bear did was get really high and then die. Poor little bear. The story in the film is much more exciting and has you actually rooting for the bear. Get a list of those streaming platforms at cocainebear.movie. We have this news from Nightmare Acres Haunted House in South Windsor, Connecticut. The first annual Halfway to Halloween event is coming soon. We'll have food trucks, arts and crafts vendors, and our haunted attraction. Family fun by day with trick-or-treating, bounce houses, face painting, and more. But by night, an adult haunted attraction with Hartford's best food trucks, craft beer, wine, and cocktails pouring all day. Come on out, for it's not your average food truck festival. Happening Saturday, April 29th from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m., there's free admission to the festival and free parking. And the haunted attraction opens at 8:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at NightmareAcresHalfway.FearTicket.com. We have this news from Pennhurst Asylum in Spring City, Pennsylvania. Paracon returns May 19th through the 21st. Join us at the famous former Pennhurst State School campus for a three-day paranormal enthusiast and oddities expo event featuring vendors, psychics, special guests, historical tours, and paranormal investigations. Meet in-person special guests like the Ghost Hunters, Destination Fear, Mountain Monsters, Kindred Spirits, and more. Buy tickets now for Paracon at Pennhurst for the biggest paranormal convention on the East Coast. Get more information and tickets at PennhurstAsylum.com/Paracon. We have this news from the Bride of FrankenCon coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. We need volunteers. If you're interested in being a part of the Bride of FrankenCon, we're in need of even more volunteers. This year is double the size of last year, so that means we need double the amount of volunteers. The perks of being an Igor are amazing. Admission into the con when you're not volunteering, an awesome t-shirt that's not bright green this year, and an autograph from each of our celebrities. If you want to learn more, please email frankenconvolunteer@gmail.com. Get more info about the Bride of FrankenCon happening June 9th and 10th at frankenconTN.com. And finally, we have this news on a paranormal charity event aboard the USS Salem in Quincy, Massachusetts. Third Eye Event Productions is proud to present the first annual Para Charity Event. The event will be held July 1st aboard the USS Salem in Quincy, Massachusetts, and will start at 3 p.m. with special VIP guest access to paranormal celebrities, special guests, and teams. Paranormal investigations will begin at 7 p.m. and conclude at midnight. All proceeds will be donated to U.S. Vets, a nationwide organization and leading nonprofit that supports and assists over 20,000 homeless veterans every year. This Independence Day, the paranormal field will unite to celebrate freedom. Join us in support of U.S. Vets and the incredible work they do for these homeless veterans for a unique and exciting opportunity to give back to the ones who have sacrificed so much for us. Joining us will be special guests David Childers from the Travel Channel, Dr. Kenneth Torres with the Warren Legacy Foundation, and Corey and Jennifer Heinzman, the previous owners of the famous Conjuring House. There will be several teams hosting this event, who include the hosting team aboard the USS Salem, GBPA, that's the Greater Boston Paranormal Associates, the team at PARA, Palmerton Area Research Alliance, Alias Paranormal, Dead Ahead Paranormal Investigations, Supernatural Inc., RTL Paranormal, Interstate Paranormal Research, and Flumeri Promotions, LLC. General admission tickets are $50 and grant you access to the investigations from 7 p.m. until 12 a.m. The VIP tickets are $75 with a special early access to special guests and teams starting at 3 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at Eventbrite. Search Third Eye Event VIP Experiences or get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/investigatewithPARANormal. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com.
That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, you know how much I love to visit haunted houses every October and at other times of the year, whether they're doing a Christmas event or Valentine's, March, St. Patrick's, spring break, halfway to Halloween. All those good things. Lots of fun to go visit a haunted house, especially out of season. And it's no secret, again, that one of my favorite haunts in the state of North Carolina that I try to get up and visit about every couple of years is Woods of Terror on Church Street in Greensboro, North Carolina. Going into their 32nd year this year, they are actually going to be hosting a big halfway to Halloween event at the end of April. Eddie from Woods of Terror called me up and says, hey, I got something to say. So I'm like, Eddie, let's get you on the show. So I believe I got Eddie McLaren here from Woods of Terror. Eddie, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. When you called me up and said you had something going on, I had to put you on the show. So let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on here. I believe April 29th at the site McLaren Farms, a.k.a. where Woods of Terror is held.
Yeah, so we've been wanting to do something for years, and the Valentine's Day, I just didn't think worked out for me due to timing and weather, so I just really feel like this halfway to Halloween event is going to be the thing. Hopefully this is the first annual, continuing that on into the future. We've already went through and revamped five of our attractions, and we just wanted to put it on display, let everybody see it, and what a great opportunity to get some actor training and actor experience for not only my veterans and my new people.
So are you going to be holding a hiring fair as well as putting on an event? Are you looking to hire some new people for the upcoming season?
Yes, we are. And we wanted to invite any actors out there at other haunted houses want to come by, play for a night and have fun. Of course, I want them to make sure it's okay with their owners, but we hope we can have some, you know, in the future, we want this thing to be a huge event, 3-day event, people coming in from other states and other haunted houses, just having a good time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have done Christmas events in the past, correct?
Yes, we've been doing our Christmas event, but my Christmas event is Mary. Not a Krampus.
Right. Mary, not scary.
Yeah, so we've never done a scary Halloween.
Okay. But you have, this is your first off-season, what you would call a scary event.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, we started a Valentine event, and county wouldn't let me do it because I didn't have my bathroom built. But had sold quite a bit of tickets, a couple thousand. And I had to refund all that. But my bathroom is built now, and we're up and running. And that year, it actually snowed 4 inches on Valentine's Day. But this is why I'm thinking halfway to Halloween in April is just going to be a lot better fit for me in the future. And hopefully, like I said, an annual event, and it'll just get bigger and bigger.
Well, definitely, hopefully, there won't be any snow in April in North Carolina. I don't think we had measurable snow down in the Charlotte area at all this year. So, yeah, it's already starting to get into the 70s, and we've hit a couple of mid to upper 80s here. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be nice. What's going to be different from the Halloween show? You said you've got five attractions that you're going to be showing off. What is if I come in October and then I come to this show, what's going to be different?
Well, we're doing halfway to Halloween, so it's half the attractions for half the price. It's actually going to end up being seven attractions, and five of those have been totally reworked and revamped. There will be a different throughput agenda. So this year, you would start with the Purge, go through the new Asylum, which a lot of people haven't seen, new last year, and we're going through Blackout, Phobia House, Jack's Revenge has been revamped and renamed. Hardwire has been revamped and renamed, and then you're going through my classic Funhouse. So I think that's seven or eight attractions for half the price. So it'll be a different throughput area and a different experience, and we've decorated so much of that, I think people are going to be blown away.
Now, will there still be the Midway with the museum and the music and characters walking around, or is that going to be different as well?
I think it will be cut back on a little scale. my boutique won't be open. It's so much work to get all that stuff out because of the dust and the dirt. But the Midway will be open. Museum will be in there. We will have the characters in there. We'll have a DJ in there. And so it'll be really close to like it is during Halloween.
Still going to have axe throwing and some other stuff like that?
Probably won't have the axe throwing. Just a limited amount of activities this year for the Midway. And, we want to see how it's going to grow to see if we can afford to do everything next year.
Oh, of course. And it's really neat to see the growth of off-season attractions. I remember maybe 2015. I think I went to my very first Christmas event, which was at a small haunt in North Carolina, and I think it was the only haunt in North Carolina that was doing a Christmas event. And now it seems that everybody is starting to throw out off-season events, whether it's Christmas or Valentine's Day or Screen Break or halfway to Halloween or so. I mean, does the time and the effort of putting this stuff on justify having it open for just, say, a weekend?
I think we definitely can't put everything out like we normally do, but we're getting ready to find out. Wichita is coming to an opportunity to purchase another piece of property, and so we'd like to get a little bit of shoot in the arm there with a little bit of down payment cash. And this year I have the most full-time employees I've ever had, so my employment's up a little bit, but it's great because if you don't know Ron Visengard, Ron Visengard's here making us some incredible adjustments and differences. So we just got some more expenses this year and land opportunities, employment opportunities, and we just wanted to see what we could do. And plus, you know, in 2 or 3 years, I hope this is a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event with guest actors coming from all over the states.
Well, you do know that I guest act on occasion. So
well, we would love to have you.
We'll talk off the air here. But let's talk a little bit about Woods of Terror. You are now entering your 32nd year, which, first of all, congratulations. That is a heck of a milestone for any haunt out there. You know, most of them don't reach 10 or 15, let alone 32. How has the area grown? I mean, I remember when you were just literally a wide spot off the road. And now I know, you know, North Carolina growing like it is. I'm sure there are new neighborhoods in your area, new shopping areas in your neighborhoods, and all that kind of stuff in your area. Are you having any issues or are you having any problems with the growth, especially up in the Triad with Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem growing as fast as it is?
Well, so probably going back about 10 years, the county came to me and said, you know, I won't let you get a temporary event permit anymore. And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, you need to get a year-round permit. And I'll be honest, I think they were trying to close me down. I never had to jump through so many hoops. Like I said, I had to build that bathroom. I had to do so many schematic drawings of the property and every building and plant trees and bushes. So that was a 3-year process. And we got all that done, and I think it's been a little better. Of course, we do have neighbors that want to complain or say stuff. You know, one neighbor said, why don't I just pick up and move it down the road 10 or 12 miles? And, you know, they've been living here 8 years, and my family bought this property in 1940. So definitely when I started it, there was no housing developments. To the left of me, there's a 12-house development. To the right of me, there's a 16-house. Directly behind me, there's about 48 houses. Really just one or two neighbors that cause a lot of problems. But it's great when their kids are in school and I get to donate Christmas tickets and pumpkin patch tickets. And so we're getting on better terms. And so across the street, a little to the left of me, they just started. They got 10 of them up. 402 houses are going in.
Oh, Lord.
So, but, you know, we've got all our permits, and I've always tried to be a good neighbor and do what's right, but we've got all our permits. We're going to abide by the law and close on time. But, you know, I think most of the neighbors love pumpkin patch and Christmas. Get a little aggravated with what's there because on Saturdays in October, the traffic gets quite big.
That I can attest to.
Yeah, and we've gotten better at handling the crowds. It seems each year we grow by leaps and bounds. I remember 4 years ago, I bought a new property, had to clean off the trees. I did it all by myself because it was so expensive. And the guy calls me and says, "Hey, man, just letting you know the parking lots are full." I said, "Yes, yeah, so that's why I bought the new property." And he goes, "No, that's full too, Eddie." Okay. And I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." It was a brand new 4-acre lot. This year, the last 2 years, what has happened is a guy across the street has let me use the 5-acre lot. And that's really helped our attraction because just so many cars we can put over there. But the show continues to grow, and we're just trying to go the McLaurin Farm side of it a little bit. But we're having a great time. I never thought it would be all this and this big. But here we are, and I keep telling people to ask me what I'm doing. I said, "I'm trying to make a living having fun." So,
well, you know, that is the ultimate goal. It's not a job if you're having fun. And, of course, the reviews and the national rankings certainly show it. I see Woods of Terror listed consistently in top 10 and top 13 lists all around the country for many, many years. You are arguably one of the two or three most famous haunted attractions in the Carolinas. And, you know, it just keeps getting better each and every year. You know, it's probably been, I think 2019 was the last year I came up there with my daughter. So we're definitely going to have to plan to make a trip up here. Might make a trip up to this halfway to Halloween and check you guys out. Because it just sounds like a lot of fun. So I think all in all, I think it's going to be a spectacular event because so many people are just having such a good time with off-season events. A lot of people are doing them, and they seem to keep coming back, as you say, year after year after year, and I guess you're going to try to expand it into a 2 or 3 day event.
Yeah, hopefully it'll in the future it'll be a 2 or 3 day event, and we can afford to go full out and do the whole entire show, and that's what we want to give our customers, the best product for their money. And that's why, you know, we chose to go with a half price, and but it's going to be a great opportunity, something fun to do. And, you know, a lot of people are like, "I can't wait to Halloween." And I'm like, "Well, if you can't wait, we're going to be open."
Is there anything you can tease us with the regular season, some of the areas that aren't going to be open yet? I assume you are revamping as well. Anything that you can release at this time?
Yes, well, the Vampire House is going under major construction, the most major construction I've done in probably 2 years, and my mortuary is under a huge improvement, too. You couldn't even go through it at this point. But this year, even if you just came last year, when you come back this year, it's going to look like we worked on it for 2 or 3 years, and we only did it in one. So I've added two major players that are helping me decorate and build, and it's just going to be a major excitement. So the mortuary is going to be huge, and the Vampire House is actually not going to be here anymore. But what it's going to be in its place is going to be amazing, and I can't tell you what that is, but that's going to be, I think people are just going to be blown away when they see this attraction.
Well, of course, when you're ready to announce that, we hope you'll tell us here at the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News so we can get that out on the air. And, of course, when you're ready to hire a bunch of new actors, which I guess, you know, you're announcing now, you're holding a hiring fair at the halfway to Halloween as well, we'd like to be there to announce that. So let's review, folks. April 29th, I believe that is the last Saturday of this month. McLaurin Farms presents Halfway to Halloween. 5, 6, possibly as many as 7 or 8 events going to be happening for half the price, halfway to Halloween. It's a clever marketing ploy, and I think it's going to work. For more information, how can people find out? Are tickets available in advance? Do you only get them at the door? How can people get more information with websites and social medias?
Yes, woodsofterror.com. And right now they're selling pretty fast. I definitely don't want to limit this event, but if we hit a certain number, we're going to have to close ticket sales. So we are right now doing them online and at the gate. But if we sell a certain amount online, we're just going to have to close the sales.
Okay. But there may be some walk-ups available on the day of?
Yeah, there might be a few. We're hoping to hit the number online only. And so just the easier, smoother transition. But if they have to walk up, we can work that out.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event. I may have to grab one of my haunt buddies and make a trip up to Woods of Terror on Church Street. Not too terribly far off I-40 or Highway 52 if you're passing through the Greensboro area or 85 or some of the other places that run right through the heart of the triad of North Carolina. So once again, folks, woodsofterror.com, one of the coolest, if not largest, haunted attractions in the state of North Carolina. Eddie McLaren, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us here about your Halfway to Halloween event.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, my friend. I'm sure we will be in touch soon. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.